borrowers will receive $20,000 in forgiveness if they went to college with the assistance of Pell Grants, a popular federal grant for undergraduate students in exceptional financial need. Those who didn't receive Pell Grants will receive $10,000 in relief, and the forgiveness only applies to those who are currently earning less than $125,000 a year. That applies to Gaston Sanders, a UNC Medical School student who also graduated from the university in 2019 with his bachelor's degree. Despite having worked as a medical scribe in the past, he says he's not able to work in addition to his school responsibilities, which provide ample and applicable experience. Sanders says while he's grateful for the $10,000 in relief, in his situation, it's just a drop in the bucket.
It's a big drop, but it's still a drop. I mean, it's less than a tenth of what I would owe without any of the interest accumulating, and certainly less than 10% of what I will owe with the interest accumulating.
Sanders says he took out loans for all 4 years of undergrad and has taken out significantly more for his efforts to be a primary care doctor in rural areas. While the debt hangs over him, quote, like a cloud, he says he didn't want to compromise his passion for medicine for the sake of avoiding taking out more loans. For his peers, however, Sanders says debt can affect more of their professional decisions.
Just in the medical community, I see tons of people on Twitter or just in person talking about, well, because it's so expensive and there's so much upfront cost, it in some ways forces people to go into high-paying specialties. People aren't just making choices with, if doing this makes you happy, it's, well, can I now pay for the debt that I've taken on?
The potential for long-standing and high-interest debt caused by student loans also works as a deterrent for some considering any higher education. Turner Medlicott, a UNC Class of 2020 graduate, recently worked with the Carolina College Advising Corps. The nonprofit helps students in low-income communities or first-generation families get connected to resources and consider the most affordable options. Medlicott says while working at Lumberton High School in Roberson County, North Carolina, he heard from many students who indicated debt as a huge factor in their decisions.
A lot of times when I'd ask students who weren't considering college, one of the first things that they brought up wasn't necessarily they didn't feel, you know, smart enough or capable enough or interested enough. It was often, well, there's just no way that my family's going to be able to afford that. I can't afford college. And so kind of heartbreaking to hear sometimes, but luckily a great part of my position was just connecting them to the resources that were there.
Medlicott is among those facing student debt, although the Biden administration's plan may significantly help. After taking out loans through his undergraduate career, his master's program in social work at UNC Charlotte helps cover tuition and fees. And since he was a Pell Grant recipient while attending Carolina, Medlicott says the loan debt from his undergraduate years will be nearly wiped away.
That's going to be such a huge trajectory difference when I look at my 5-year and my 10-year plan personally. Now it's completely changed, because initially it was, okay, well, I'll graduate from a master's and I'll work to pay off these student loans and take a few years, but I can maybe handle them, and then I can start thinking about buying a home or building assets or traveling or any of the other things that you want to be able to do once you're done with your education. And now I can start to think about doing them now.
Medlicott says he's excited his new program includes mentoring first-year or first-gen college students and Pell Grant recipients. As he continues to see students face concerns about paying for school and suffering the debt afterward, he hopes that the federal government can continue to help them. Sanders agrees and says he hopes the Biden administration and other officials who campaigned on the promise of student debt relief continue enacting change. He says, from personal experience, that more needs to be done to address the vast discrepancy for those facing years of interest payments, let alone payment on the initial loans.
Everyone is happy to have the $10,000, but I think the people who are in some really bad situations, oh, now I only owe $65,000 as opposed to $75,000. And when I got out of school, it was only $45,000, but because of interest, it's never gone down, because people have never been able to make headway on loans.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.